Hello, welcome to the Healing Secrets of Food Revealed. Today's topic, the whole person dietary lifestyle for weight loss and well-being. I'm Deborah Keston, nutrition researcher and award-winning author, and I'm on a mission to give you the science-backed weight loss wisdom you need to eat less and weigh less without dieting. In each episode, I'll translate cutting-edge weight loss research into actions you can take that can make a real difference in your weight and well-being. Let's get started. The science-backed weight loss wisdom you'll be discovering in each episode is based on overeating and overweight research that behavioral scientist and my husband, Larry Sherwitz, and I have done over the past 20-plus years. It's research that shows for the first time it's possible to overcome overeating and lose weight simply by tapping into what I call a dietary lifestyle, a lifetime way of eating that our ancestors followed for millennia. And it is this time-tested way of eating that modern nutritional science is verifying as an optimal way of eating for weight loss and well-being. Here's what I mean. In 2024, this year, the 5,000-year-old Mediterranean diet has been voted the number one best diet for weight loss and well-being for the seventh consecutive year by U.S. News and World Report. And this ancient time-tested way of eating, what I call a dietary lifestyle, is not a traditional diet you go on then off that doesn't work for the long term. Rather, it is a most-of-the-time way of eating that is consistently recommended by scores of scientists, including Larry and me, for weight loss, health, and healing. In other words, I am revealing a major healing secret of food, which I describe as ancient food wisdom meets modern nutritional science. Now it's story time. To give you a good understanding of what a dietary lifestyle is and its link to weight loss, health, and healing, such as halting heart disease, diabetes, depression, and more, I want to tell you the story of Roxanne Zwentzel, an artist whose sculptures are featured in the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C., and in her gallery in Pewaukee, New Mexico. Roxanne's story is a perfect example of an ancient dietary lifestyle that led to health and healing today, not only for her, but also for her Native American family and friends. Roxanne's journey to weight loss and well-being began in 2012 when she and her family and friends realized they were all facing a multitude of health problems. For instance, Roxanne was overweight and had high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and other diet-linked health problems. Her son was obese with heart disease. Her 8-year-old grandson was diagnosed with prediabetes. And other Native ancestors had diabetes and were battling obesity, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and depression. Porter, Roxanne's son, wondered if they would be healthier if they ate the way their indigenous ancestors ate instead of eating today's standard American diet. Please note that SAD, SAD, is the acronym for Standard American Diet, which includes mostly fast, processed, denatured food. Inspired by her son's idea about eating the way their indigenous ancestors ate, the question Roxanne asked was this: what would happen if we Native American Pueblo people ate like our ancestors ate in today's time? The we Roxanne was referring to is her tribe, the Santa Clara Pueblo people who have lived in Santa Clara Pueblo near Santa Fe, New Mexico, since about 1550 for almost 500 years. This is when Roxanne decided that Puebloans and descendants of the original Spanish settlers, who had also lived in this area for hundreds of years, would be included in her, what I call, return to our food roots culinary health experiment, the first step. deciding who would participate in the project and deciding the time period. After Roxanne and 13 friends and family members from pueblos across northern Mexico agreed to go back to their basic pre-European foods, they committed to try out their ancient diet for 3 months. Step two, the 14 research participants turned their ancestral food odyssey into an informal scientific study by working with a doctor to record starting weight and to get basic blood work that included, for instance, cholesterol and blood sugar levels and much more. Step three meant figuring out what their Santa Clara Pueblo ancestors ate circa 1590. The conclusion? Before the Spanish influenced their diet, typical indigenous fare was wild game such as birds and elk and deer and buffalo, fish, wild vegetables such as spinach and beans, corn and squash, these are called the Three Sisters, and fruit, especially small, sweet, naturally occurring, naturally growing strawberries. Ultimately, their ancestral diet came down to a wide variety of fresh fruits, veggies, whole grains, legumes, nuts, seeds, and chemical-free meat, fowl, and fish. Following their ancestral diet meant they would completely eliminate today's new normal post-European processed food products, including sugar, wheat and white flour, beef, chicken, and alcoholic beverages. In other words, realizing that her body could not handle these processed foods very well, Roxanne and her tribe members committed to an ancestral dietary lifestyle for 3 months. Here are the health benefits they discovered, the findings. 12 weeks after eating their origins diet, all 14 members of the Santa Clara Pueblo group had their blood tested again. The health status of all participants improved a lot. Here's what Dion Ben, program manager of the Grand Canyon Trust Native American Program, wrote about Roxanne's new health status. Quote, after years of struggling with what her doctor had diagnosed as genetic high blood pressure, after just 3 months of eating native foods, her condition was gone, end quote. And it gets better. Roxanne had lost 15 pounds and her cholesterol levels normalized. And all other participants had similar successes. Her son lost 50 pounds during this time. You may want to know Porter continued his ancestral diet and has since attained and maintained a weight loss of 90 pounds. All lost weight. They think better, have more energy, and most biomarkers have normalized. All of these healing mind-body benefits happened because Roxanne and her fellow ancestors returned to their food roots, to the foods their ancestors ate for centuries. In other words, they followed and reclaimed a dietary lifestyle that brought health and healing. Now, several years later, this ancient fresh whole food kind of eating has become a way of life for Roxanne. Today, she continues to follow the original ancestral food ways of the Pueblo peoples, and her health benefits also continues. Here are three takeaways from Roxanne's story. Number one, returning to a dietary lifestyle, most of the time way of eating, a fresh whole foods based on foods her ancestors ate, led to weight loss, health, and healing for Roxanne, her son, and other tribe members. Number two, while the specific foods and portion of specific foods Roxanne and her indigenous friends and family consume differ from the 5,000-year-old Mediterranean diet, which is the number one recommended diet for weight loss and health today, both the 5,000-year-old Mediterranean diet, which is still practiced today, and Roxanne's ancient indigenous diet have this in common. Scores of 21st century state-of-the-art studies link a fresh whole food mostly plant-based diet, meaning fruit, veggies, whole grains, beans and peas, and nuts and seeds, to weight loss, health, and healing. And here's the number three takeaway. Both the Mediterranean diet and Roxanne's return to her indigenous diet are not a traditional restrictive diet in the way many of us have learned to think of diet, as something you go on then off. Rather, when she and her native family and friends, what they did is return to a way of life, a dietary lifestyle. Here's what I mean. When Roxanne and her ancestors lived their traditional diet, they were more in tune with the time of Greek physician Hippocrates, who lived between 460 and 370 BCE. It was during this time in ancient Greece that the word diet, dieta, meant an entire, quote, way of life, end quote, that included food and beverages, drink, and lifestyle. A brief aside, today the word lifestyle may mean the new medical specialty of lifestyle medicine and its six pillars: optimal nutrition, stress management, physical activity, social connection, restorative sleep, and avoiding risky substances. Back to the ancient meaning of diet. Over the centuries, diet evolved from its original ancient meaning of way of life to reflect the old French definition of diet. Please listen carefully now to this Middle English definition of diet. It is, quote, restricting oneself to small amounts or special kinds of food, or to eat sparingly to lose weight, or for medical reasons. Familiar, isn't it? This definition is closer to today's meaning of the word diet, which most of us connect to counting calories, deprivation, and restriction. When Roxanne and her ancestors reconnected to their food origins, instead of approaching food, eating, weight, health, and well-being with today's sense of dread, worry, and anxiety, because they were, quote unquote, going on a diet, end quote, they connect to food based on its original meaning in ancient Greece, a way of living that could help them achieve a healthy weight and other health benefits. But their odyssey also helped them to accomplish even more. For by continuing their new old way of eating, they turned their newfound relationship to their ancestral diet into a dietary lifestyle that nourished them four ways. Number one, not only physically, for example, they lost weight and high blood pressure normalized. Number two, but there was also emotional healing. An example, project participants reported more mental clarity. Number three, they were spiritually nourished. After all, eating ancestral foods infused their meals with deep personal meaning. And number four, they were socially enriched, not only because returning to what I call their food roots was a group project, but also because it meant connecting to fresh, whole, ancestral foods with others. What I'm saying is this. For health and well-being, modern nutritional science encourages a dietary lifestyle that nourishes all of you, the whole person, physically and also emotionally, spiritually, and socially. This multidimensional power of food to heal all of you is the foundation of the Healing Secrets of Food I'll be telling you about in today's program and in all episodes. Why? Because scores of state-of-the-art scientific studies support the 5,000-year-old Mediterranean diet and Roxanne's whole-person native ancestral way of eating as a path to weight loss and well-being. I'm excited to tell you that I created the Healing Secrets of Food Revealed podcast you're listening to because Larry's and my science-backed whole-person integrative eating program, integrative eating for short, puts all this ancient food wisdom I'm telling you about together with modern nutritional science. Why does this matter to you? Because as with Roxanne's return to what I call her food roots, our research has revealed that the ancient new integrative eating dietary lifestyle Larry and I discovered leads to eating less and weighing less without dieting. So you can get started on the path to success. Here are the 7 action-filled pillars of integrative eating Larry and I discovered that lead to eating less and weighing less. In each episode, I'll be telling you lots more about each element of our optimal eating dietary lifestyle and lots of studies that support each element. For now, though, think of each pillar as a key ingredient of Larry's and my integrative eating dietary lifestyle, where past food wisdom mingles comfortably with present nutritional science. Let's get started. Here are the 7 pillars of our integrative eating dietary lifestyle. The first pillar is your what to eat guideline for weight loss and well-being. Number 1, get fresh. The whole person integrative eating guideline for what to eat for weight loss and well-being is choose fresh whole food in its natural state as often as possible. This means choosing mostly plant-based foods, fruit, veggies, whole grains, legumes, nuts, seeds, with small or few servings of fresh, unprocessed animal-based foods such as fish, dairy, poultry, and meat. If you look closely at the Get Fresh foods I just told you about, they're similar to the foods in the Mediterranean diet and Roxanne's native foods that led to weight loss, health, and healing. But you also may have noticed they're the opposite of the standard American diet, SAD for short, that most of us eat, which includes lots of fast food and ultra-processed food and meat and cheese and chicken that is often fried. Here's a concept for you to keep in mind. Because the fresh food way of eating is so opposite of SAD, I describe it as inverse eating. That's inverse eating. The next 6 pillars of whole person integrative eating are your how to eat guidelines for weight loss and well-being. As you'll discover throughout each episode, each one is an eating behavior that influences food choices over eating, the way in which food is metabolized, and in turn, weight and well-being. The first eating behavior is number 2, positive emotions. As with pillar number 1, a mostly fresh whole food diet, eating with positive emotions is also the opposite of how many of us eat. For instance, we often eat while stressed, anxious, and distracted, which are some of the negative emotions Larry and I linked with emotional eating and increased odds of overeating and weight gain. The integrative eating antidote to stress eating is be aware of your feelings before, during, and after eating, and commit to enjoying food while filled with positive emotions, such as gratitude for the food before you. Number 3, moment-to-moment mindfulness. This is the opposite of what is typical for most of us. Meaning, for most of us, it's the norm to eat while doing other things. For instance, while working at your computer, watching TV, or driving. Research on our whole person integrative eating program links mindless, distracted eating to overeating and weight gain. The whole person integrative eating antidote? To eat less and weigh less, bring moment-to-moment non-judgmental awareness to every aspect of the meal. Number 4, heartfelt gratitude. As with all 7 pillars, eating what I call from the heart, with appreciation for the food before you, is the opposite of how most of us relate to food. Rather, we've learned to be in our head when we eat and for instinct count the calories, carbs, and fat grams. Or we've learned to think in terms of dieting or be overly concerned about the best way to eat. To up the odds of weight loss and well-being, replace in your head eating by number with the whole person integrative eating antidote. Appreciate food and its origins from the heart. Number 5, loving regard. This may sound unusual, but consider this. Surely you've heard the expression cooked with love. Well, Larry and I were also surprised to find that infusing meals with love was linked with eating less and weighing less. The integrative eating guideline is savor and flavor your food with loving regard. You can do this by adding sensory elements to your meal, such as enjoying colors and taste and scents. Lots more about this throughout different episodes. As you'll discover in future episodes, infusing meals with loving regard seems to influence the way in which food is metabolized and, in turn, health and healing. Number 6, appetizing atmosphere. When I say appetizing atmosphere, I mean eating in both an emotionally and aesthetically pleasing environment. As with some of the other pillars of integrative eating, Larry and I were surprised to discover this unexpected pillar about eating environment and its link to eating less and weighing less. To do this, here's the integrative eating guideline. Eat in pleasing, emotional, and aesthetic surroundings as often as possible. Number 7, share fair. Share fair is the 7th and final integrative eating pillar linked with eating less and weighing less. And again, like the other pillars I'm telling you about, eating with others is the opposite of how most of us eat today, usually by ourselves or in front of our computers or TV. The Whole Person Integrative Eating Program calls this the solo dining overeating style. This matters a lot to your waistline because Larry's and my research on integrative eating and scores of other studies link eating alone to increased likelihood of overeating, especially of fast processed food and becoming overweight or obese. The integrative eating antidote to solo dining is eat with others as often as possible, perhaps by taking online coffee breaks with coworkers or sharing virtual or in-person meals with friends or families. Just consider it. Here's the takeaway and a brief recap of the 7 pillars of integrative eating. Number 1, get fresh. Number 2, positive emotions. Number 3, mindfulness eating. Number 4, heartfelt gratitude. Number 5, loving regard. Number 6, pleasant atmosphere. And number 7, share fair. If you take a close look at the 7 pillars, it's clear they're the opposite of how most Americans eat. After all, isn't eating mostly fast food and processed food alone while stressed, multitasking, and not focusing on or appreciating food and not savoring flavors or our surroundings? Isn't all this typical for most of us? The national study Larry and I did on our Whole Person Integrative Eating Program, in which more than 5,200 people participated, revealed that those who replaced their typical food choices and eating behaviors with the 7 pillars I just told you about ate less and lost weight. Our research also revealed that overeating is not merely an isolated behavior. Rather, it's part of a complex web of related food choices and feelings and sensory experiences and social behaviors that reflect the original meaning of the word diet as a way of life. Here's another perspective. Psychologist and obesity expert Kelly D. Brownell of Yale University's Rudd Center for Food Policy and Obesity might explain the stark contrast between the 7 pillars of integrative eating and how humankind ate for thousands of years as modern food conditions and their mismatch with evolution. In other words, today, there's a huge disparity between what most of us eat, your food choices, and how we eat, your eating behaviors, and what and how human beings ate for thousands of years. So you can reap the rewards of what you discover on each episode of The Healing Secrets of Food. I close each episode with an in-action idea for you to try. This may be a quick tip about how to implement the healing secret we just discussed, or a practical step you can take, such as ordering a size down of your favorite coffee concoction, or perhaps I'll suggest a self-insight exercise, an internal reflection that can lead you closer to achieving your food-related health goals. I offer an in-action exercise at the end of each episode that can contribute to your transformation from today's new normal way of eating, which leads to overeating and overweight, to whole person integrative eating, which I describe as your scientifically sound personal guide to eating less and weighing less without dieting. Today's in-action exercise is a self-insight reflection that will introduce you to how it would feel, yes, feel, when you follow a dietary lifestyle based on the seven pillars of integrative eating I introduced you to today. You may want to keep a Healing Secrets of Food Revealed journal, either with a pen or paper, remember writing by hand, or on your computer. The choice is yours. Here's today's in-action self-insight reflection. Think about a favorite memorable meal, one that you especially enjoyed. Where were you? Describe your surroundings. Were they pleasant? Were you by yourself or with others? What were you eating? Did you like it? A lot? If yes, why? What do you remember about the flavors, aromas, and textures of the meal? How were you feeling as you ate the food? Delighted, happy, or not? Finally, why did you enjoy the meal? Why was it memorable? I want to thank you for joining me today on The Healing Secrets of Food Revealed. With each show, I'm looking forward to sharing step-by-step, science-backed insights you need to nourish all of you, body, mind, soul, and social well-being, each time you eat, so you can thrive. If you would like a summary of today's in-action exercise, please visit healingsecretspodcast.com. Then look for the yellow light bulb next to the in-action CTA. At healingsecretspodcast.com, you can also listen to this episode again and read the transcript. And please consider subscribing to the podcast and joining the Healing Secrets Podcast community, where I am looking forward to meeting you. It is with great excitement that I invite you to join me each week on this transformative journey about your relationship to food. I'm Deborah Keston, host of The Healing Secrets of Food Revealed. Until next week, be nourished.